Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Being robbed is everyone's nightmare, so how can we love heist movies so much? Maybe it's the excitement and audacity of their anti-heroes. Well, this week I'm looking at three movies with sympathetic thieves. There's a professional bank robber in Budapest, four female thieves in the Midwest, and outlaws and gunslingers in the Old West. Widows, written and directed by Steve McQueen. Veronica, played by Viola Davis, lives in a Chicago penthouse with her loving husband, Harry, played by Liam Neeson, a successful businessman. But when he's killed in a car crash, she discovers the source of his wealth. He's a professional thief. He and three other men died on a job that ended with millions of dollars going up in flames when the getaway van exploded. And some not-so-nice people are telling Veronica they want those millions back. What to do? She decides to learn from her husband and form her own gang of thieves for a simple, grand heist of their own. But first, she needs a team. So she turns to the widows of the men who worked with her husband, total strangers all. Veronica has to convince them to join in with her plan or she can't do it. There's Linda, played by Michelle Rodriguez, a hardworking mom raising young kids while running her dress shop. With her husband gone, she could lose everything. And there's tall, beautiful Alice, played by Elizabeth Debicki, who's been working as a high-end escort since her abusive husband died. They agree to join Veronica. And when the fourth widow pulls out of the scheme, they recruit Linda's babysitter, Belle, played by Cynthia Erivo, a tough cookie from the projects who can run like lightning. But can four inexperienced women pull off a complex home robbery and outsmart organized criminals who hold all the cards? Widows is a complex thriller involving not just the four women, but also corrupt Chicago politicians, gangsters, cops, preachers, and power brokers. It portrays the city as rotten to the core. The movie co-stars Colin Farrell, Robert Duvall, and Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out. But the men in this movie are really just distractions. Women are the core, which is unusual for a crime thriller. This is artist-turned-director Steve McQueen's first mainstream genre movie. Widows is sophisticated, well-acted, and skillfully made, but it's just a movie. It isn't deep or emotionally jarring like his earlier movies, Hunger and 12 Years a Slave. This one kept me interested the whole time, but left me feeling hollow inside. The Whiskey Bandit, written and directed by Nimrod Antal. It's the 1980s in Transylvania, Romania. Attila Ambruș, played by Bence Saleh, is a poor young man, neglected and beaten by his father. He's sent to juvie for petty theft and drafted into the army, where he's an excellent marksman. But as an ethnic Hungarian in Ceausescu's Romania, he has no future. So he escapes across the border by strapping his belt to the bottom of a train and holding on for dear life. In Budapest, he's welcomed with open arms and given a job, a home, and an ID card. Nope, just kidding. Actually, he's penniless, homeless, and without legal status. Worse, in Hungary, he's derided as a Romanian. He finally finds work, though, as a combination goalie and janitor for a professional hockey team. No pay, but at least he has a place to live. So one night, drinking beer with his buddies, he sees the woman of his dreams. He chases her to the subway. He offers her flowers. He woos her. Is this love at first sight? But Kata, played by Piroshka Moga, is educated and from a rich family, while Attila is a penniless alien. He needs the proper papers if he wants to get ahead, but that requires a big bribe. So he turns to bank robbery. And turns out he's very good at it. He never fires a shot. He never hurts anybody. He just leapfrogs the tellers and grabs the cash direct from the bank's safes. And he always manages to avoid the cops, climbing walls, jumping from buildings, even swimming across the Danube to escape. He disguises his appearance with caps, aviator glasses, fake mustache, and he leaves nothing behind but the smell of alcohol on his breath. That's how he gets known as the Whiskey Bandit by the newspapers. And he becomes a folk hero, adored by everybody. He lives lavishly, and he tells Kata and his teammates he made his fortune importing bear pelts. But how long will his luck hold out? Whiskey Bandit is a fantastic crime action movie and is from the director of the great sci-fi action film Predators, if you've seen that. Most of the film is told by the bandit himself in the form of a long storytelling to a crooked detective played by Zoltan Schneider. This is a great rollicking action adventure, and guess what? Turns out there really is a Whiskey Bandit in Hungary. He's a real person. The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, written and directed by Joel and Ethan Coen. Okay, it's the mid-19th century in the Wild Wild West. Picture wagon trains, prospectors, cowboys, and bank robbers, outlaws, and bounty hunters. Their stories are told in a series of short episodes, each its own complete film. The genres change on the way, film by film. There's musicals, serious drama, near horror, comedy, and they're nicely balanced over a two-hour show. Now, I don't like anthology movies. They usually are crap, but this one works really well. They're tied together by the turning pages of an old book of illustrated Western tales, but they actually owe more to Hollywood Westerns. If you're looking at a newfangled take on Westerns, this isn't it. This is an homage to old movies. Title story is about a singing cowboy all dressed in white. Turns out to be a serial killer. And like most of Coen Brothers' movies, this one doesn't skimp on guns, violence, and dark, dark humor. The dramas are tiny, perfect, and very pessimistic. The standout performance includes Zoe Kazan as an indecisive young woman on the Oregon Trail, Tom Waits as a prospector looking for Mr. Pocket, it's his streak of gold, and Harry Melling from the Harry Potter movies as an armless, legless orator traveling from town to town. This is a traditional Hollywood Western with cowboys and standoffs and shootouts, and unfortunately, the indigenous characters are still portrayed as noble savages. But even so, the movie feels more like the sum of its parts. Great acting, wonderful music and scenery. This is a almost perfect Coen Brothers movie. Also opening today is Instant Family, directed by Sean Anders. Pete and Ellie, played by Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne, are a happily married middle-aged couple. They design and renovate houses and play golf in their spare time. But something is missing. Kids! But if they start a family now, they'll be old folks by the time the kids grow up. But what if they adopt? So they join a foster care class run by two social workers who teach them the ins and outs of being parents. But when they decide to give it a go, they somehow end up with three foster kids, Lita, Juan, and Lizzie, an instant family. Lita is a wild child who only eats potato chips. Juan is a scared, accident-prone introvert, and Lizzie, age 15, is their surrogate mother and won't listen to anything her foster parents tell her. They were abandoned by their birth mother, an addict and petty criminal. Pete and Ellie decide they'll be their new mom and dad, but will the kids accept them? And when their birth mother shows up released from prison, will they lose the kids they've been trying to raise? Inspired by the director's own story, Instant Family is equal parts comedy, tearjerker, and realistic look at adoption. It alternates between Ellie, Pete, and the kids, the couple's various relatives, that's two grandmas that are hilarious, the rest of the relatives are just irritating, and the foster parent support group that they attend regularly to compare notes. To be honest, this isn't the kind of movie I normally go to, but Once I was there, I laughed, I cried, and I cringed, depending on the scenes. So if you looking for a slapstick comedy, you can do better than this one. But if you like sometimes funny movies about struggling through parenthood, this is a film for you. Widows opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. The Ballad of Buster Scruggs is now playing at the Tiff Bell Lightbox, and you can see The Whiskey Bandit tonight at 8:30 at the Royal Cinema as part of the EU Film Festival. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.